What do you think is happening here? I've been put into the blender of my thoughts. Are you enjoying it? You volunteered for this, remember? They said I could stay out of prison, so here I am, to stave off an unendurable encumbrance on life, liberty, and the pursuit of, well, pursuits. So how did you come to be here? A lynch mob in barrister's wigs and smoked out black aprons drove me here. They called me a monster. Strong words. And they were the ones with the pitchfork. And I am here, still alive and forgotten. What's that got to do with anything, you ask? Well, because monsters are meant to be finished, erased, terminated, deleted, expunged, expurgated, and remembered. But I'm a hardy little thing, dowdy, plucky, ornery. Is that your partner I saw back there? He's a floater, mark my words. Yeah, real floater. Not the kind to streak down the side of the building when you throw him off the top. More the kind that spread eagles himself in almost callous irreverence of gravity with an arched back concave to earth and falling majestically down. The last one I threw down crumpled into an origami construct halfway down, the folds of his rapidly pulsating facial skin developing venous variegations of disbelief. That was a Chicago one. Oh yes, it was a windy dusk, bled havoc with my hair. How did you get up on top? These buildings have locks and at least a passing semblance of security, you ask. Why are you guys so obsessed with the methodology of how I did it? Just like cops. Forest for the trees. If I were you, I would want to know more about the whys instead of the hows. What you need here is not a detective, but a shrink. Oh, shrinks are detectives. Okay, fair enough. But of a different kind. A different texture. So let's begin again. What you're reading there is my file, and it says, on the 30th of May at 9 in the morning, a young adult female was seen to plunge vertically downwards and in short order meet the ground in a messy splat. I was phoned by a local copper to be sitting on the parapet, legs swinging to the tune of Old Man River. What an absolutely trippy song. Old Man River. Yes, every time I hear it, I'm back. Kayaking. Kayaking, yes. That's what I was doing the first time I heard it. Almost had an accident. It's not advisable to strap on headphones with music blaring when you're trying to navigate an uproarious stretch of dissident flow. The distraction can be lethal. Survive without a scratch. I keep doing that, don't I? Must have highly honed go-native skills. Ever had any second thoughts? Plenty. It's where I first heard the song. As I rushed headlong into a cataract, my old mate's earphone fell off and I caught snatches and it burned into me, the salty wetness of the words frothed on my lips in perfect accompaniment to the celebratory gushing of the waterfall. How did you end up chucking your first victim, you ask? Victims. Bah. Phew. Victims are people caught in circumstances beyond their control, not a bit like my falling army. Falling army, yeah, that's what I call them. These were people pushed off a ledge somewhere, you say, falling to certain death, you say, caught in an unrelenting process whose consequence they did not invite and whose cause they could scarce comprehend. Well said, well said. You know, for a shrink, you are not half bad. You never get one fact right, but at least you don't spout new words at me every 10 seconds. Most of you lot treat me like a human dartboard. You throw some fancy jargon, hoping it will stick, and in due course, you convince yourself some hodgepodge of epithets has indeed struck. I like the last one, Dr. Absalom. You threw him off the roof of the clinic. I hear you say. That is true, I did. 5 stories, straight fall, no interruptions. You have to study the lay of the land in this business, you know. Make sure there are no cranes or girders or shop fronts to break the fall. This one was a clean, neat dive, and oh, he was a flapper, as I thought he would be. Flailed and flapped his wings all the way down from terra incognita to terra firma, the deep dive tail of a confused shrink, if you can forgive the tautology. We were talking about your first one, you ask. Oh yes, I was talking about my first one. Oh yes, so banal and ordinary in retrospect and unforgettable, the first kiss of death. So the first time I was waltzing, it was a grand soiree, wine and cigarettes and mischief, and the ode. There was an ode. Someone was talking about an ode to a Grecian urn. That's right. This major chap, military bearing, boring as a Tesco's joint. And then he stopped talking about odes and urns and started reciting Kafka. Just like that. No reason at all. Wasn't drunk, wasn't jazzed up on speed, simply thought it was a good idea to pick up Kafka from a bookshelf and read loudly. What was he reading? Now that's the question, isn't it? Ostensibly, the Metamorphosis. Ostensibly. Lovely word. You can suck on the sibilants and blow them through the bubblegum. Metamorphosis. Anyway, Metamorphosis, and yes, ostensibly. You know that feeling when you go to theater, catch Hamlet or Lear or some overwrought, hyper-revered story? You know the words, the characters, and yet once in a while you see a scene where the words disappear. You have no memory of ever having heard them spoken. You only remember what happens on stage. The characters come alive in a blaze, not just descriptors fashioned from your impressions, but a fresh fusillade of blazing hot projections seared into your mind. You can almost feel the stage rewriting, rewiring your brain, and then your memory of the play is changed. The play is rewritten, and you're part of a new story. A story where that play means something else. Metamorphosis. An insect changed my life. An arthropod catalyzed transition into an altitude realignment specialist. Altitude realignment specialist. Lovely word, lovely job. Only one of its kind, as Sherlock Holmes would say. See, you can have some fun at this job too. Find a big enough height to stand on. I will find a way to make you fall. A very, very specific way of making sure people definitely fall, embrace the earth. It's clean, no bullets, no knives, just one push. And it all began that night. You see, the man was reciting insects. Another man, high on dope, was killing himself slowly and steadily, syringe by syringe, swaying steadily, unsteadily near the ledge, hands gripping the balustrade tight, legs quivering, wind ruffling his hair, a cigarette stub locked onto his mouth and swaying in the wind like a truncated antenna on a bug slowly being stripped of his exoskeleton. It was a flash of a second, must have been longer, but it felt like a flash of a second. One gentle shove, and he went overboard, and I had found my calling.